Good ready, welcome to a very special edition of Pub Table Racers. My name is Tim Packman, your usual co-host. Not sitting next to me tonight is Warren Brosell. Warren's down with Team Penske, testing the Gen 7 car at Daytona International Speedway, and he's down there because he's super cool and super smart, and named him for all that top secret stuff, which he's going to come back and tell us all of it next week. Filling in tonight, the very first time ever, is our co-host, Jessica Nichols. Jessica, how are you? Say hello.
Hi. Good, how are you?
Now, Jessica, what is your connection to the sport of NASCAR?
I am married to Mule.
Also known, as birth certificate says,
Dave Nichols.
Dave Nichols, and he works where?
At Penske.
As the?
Tire specialist.
For?
Ryan Blaney.
Thank you very much. What?
Rapid fire, real quick.
I'm trying to get you comfortable, get it all worked in here. And how long have you two been married?
It'll be 7 years in December.
There you go. God bless. Well, first of all, thanks for coming on, being a co-host.
Thank you for having me.
And you have some racing background of your own. What is that?
I grew up around, basically at Sears Point when I was a kid. We used to go there every year for the Save Mart 350. And my uncle, who I think is watching, hi Uncle Bill, would go to Test and Tunes every Wednesday with his 65 Mustang.
Very good.
Yeah.
So, racing's been around you.
Yeah.
So how'd you get from Sears Point to here?
I took a wrong turn.
Did Albuquerque?
Yes.
All right. Oh, here's my mom. Diane Haynes says, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Hi, Zoanne. Tom Beatty. Number one fan. Oh, check this out. He says, wow, the pub got better looking tonight. Thanks, Tom. Was it my hair? Is it the tan? Oh, because Jessica's here. Got it.
Okay. I'll send you the check, Tom.
Just send him a beer. He'll be fine.
Okay.
Aunt Steph, hi. Hi, Timmer. Timmer, that's my family call. And young lady, that's for you. Marilyn from Akron, New York, my hometown, which you know where that is. Our guest coming up. All right, so here we go. Tonight's show. I didn't take notes. Jessica and I will first discuss some of the action over the weekend, and we will give our break, give our take on what we think of some of the things that went on. And then we're going to bring up our guest tonight, who is Tina Bullens. She is the wife of Jeremy Bullens, crew chief of Team Penske. We're going to talk about her racing background. And she's a former Miss, I'm not going to tell you what speed, you just have to stick around and find out. But I've known her that long because my dad raced there when she was carrying out the trophies and looking really good. All right, and still does. So we'll talk about that. Before we get started, though, we need to talk about our sponsors. So go ahead. I'm just kidding. All right, our big sponsor, Rapid Removal, Darren Russell. We'd like to thank him for his continued support. If you have something needs to be moved, if you're doing renovation, demolishing, stuff you just want to clean out, call him. He has 20-yard containers, brings them in on soft tires, leaves it, comes up, picks it up when it's full. So give him a call.
I love Darren.
Yeah, Darren's a great guy, and he's also a food connoisseur and a prior guest on here. So we thank him for his continued support. And behind Jessica is racingjunk.com. Buy, sell, trade. You're good. Warren doesn't have to duck. That's all I got to say. It's okay. We appreciate their support. And buy, sell, trade. And it has wheels, two or four. Or you want a building or a race car, go check them out. Peruse all the categories. If they don't have it, nobody does. And also the garage shop. Thank you for your continued support there. Check out their YouTube channel. It's growing pretty quick. A lot of great content. Centered around the number 71 Bobby Isaac Dodge Daytona and the number 27 Donnie Allison Ford Talladega. We did some pretty cool stuff at the bottom of Salt Flats recently, and we got some great interviews with some great people involved with the Bobby Isaac family. And we have another Bobby Isaac car coming that we can't really tell you about. When we do, we'll let you know. And we decided to build a Streamliner to go like 400 some miles an hour next year.
Cool.
Yeah, all that's done in Denver, North Carolina. So check them out. You might recognize the host of that as well. And I apologize if you have to see me again, but it's a little different. Yeah. Why do we have a bucket of beer in front of us, Jesse?
I feel like I should know this.
You should.
I should.
Okay. Okay, let me give you a hint. The show is called?
Because you're friends.
The show is called?
Pub Table Racers.
Right. And what's a beer? What's a pub without beer? Right?
A table.
Great. And why do we drink Miller High Life? Because? I'll tell you. Bobby Allison's our friend. Give me cheers. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
We had pre-beers because what the hell, why not? Hope everyone had a good Labor Day weekend. What did you do?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I watched the race and cleaned my house.
Okay.
What did you do?
I went to Myrtle Beach, North Myrtle Beach. with my lovely girlfriend, Geraldine, and we had a great time.
That's good.
Yeah, might get a little sun. That's why I'm red, so it doesn't look so bad. And by the way, on a personal note, I would like to pre-congratulate the Buffalo Bills on their opening day win against Jessica's Pittsburgh Steelers.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay. How's Ben Roethlisberger now?
We'll revisit this discussion next week.
Okay, got it. I just want to be funny with it.
When I comment, when I'm not a guest.
Isn't your...
or the co-host.
Okay, and isn't your husband a big Bills fan?
He is.
Okay, so what's your house going to be like on Sunday?
Good for me.
All right, but do you
bad for him.
Do you sit in separate rooms? Do you watch it together?
No, we watch it together until he starts to lose and then he gets pouty.
Okay, so what if he's winning and you start losing?
I get pouty. Extremely pouty.
What's it like after the game?
It's bad.
Nobody talks or?
No, I don't.
Do you make dinner ahead of time? Okay. So you just, all right, you want, go get a damn, let's go get a damn pizza, mule. All right, so we have covered, okay, let's talk about the racing action. Trucks, Sheldon Creed wins again. Two-time winner, he's solidified, he's doing good in the playoffs. Xfinity. That was a good race.
It was.
Really good race.
Yeah, it was.
Noah Gragson finally held on to the end. You watched the race, right?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
It was good.
Just it was good. That was it. Were you surprised Noah held on, or was it good to see?
I mean, he does good usually. Yeah. So I wasn't surprised that he finally held on.
Finally. It only took him to the playoffs to do it.
Well.
It's a good time to win, though.
That happens.
Okay. And speaking of finally winning the Cup race, Denny Hamlin. I know it wasn't your team, wasn't your guy, but he finally was first one of the year after winning, what, 9 last year?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What did you think of him and Larson at the end, the last lap?
That was good.
Well, come on. How do you watch the race? I want to know, as a wife of a crew member, how do you watch the race?
I watch the race with our 4 dogs.
Your 4 dogs?
Usually... since we're keeping it real, it's background noise while I'm doing stuff around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Until the last maybe 20 laps or so.
And then you tune in?
Yeah.
Okay. How'd you meet them? Come on, I want to know this.
You already know this.
I don't know, I know.
I was his daughter's cheerleading coach.
Right. And that was it?
That was it.
And he said, hey, you want to go out sometime?
Actually, he said, so I heard you saw me on TV. Honest to God.
That was his opener?
Yeah. Sorry, babe.
What? Wait a minute. So how did you know you saw him on TV?
Because we had mutual friends.
Okay, got it. And you said, yeah, and what happened after that?
Here we are.
That was it? You just went out one time and got married a week later?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You got married where, though?
We got married in St. Lucia.
I saw some pictures. They're all that we used in the promo picture.
Mm-hmm.
Very lovely.
In 2014.
Very good. You already got divorced. Anyhow, good for you. 2014.
It's a good year for both of us, it sounds like.
It is. Anyhow, that's good. So, and he has how many daughters?
He has a daughter and a son.
Okay. Cheerleading coach. Are you still cheerleading coach? No. So where do you work now?
At Wells Fargo.
And what do you do there?
I'm a bank teller.
At which branch? I don't know. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. All right. So we covered all that. Okay, let's talk about Kyle Busch. He gets fined $50,000 because he aggressively drove in the pits after crashing his car. And the Packers thing fell down. Damn the luck. Sorry about that, Kim. Aggressively driving through the pits after the race. And I guess he hit some cones. I guess the cones got their feelings hurt or something. And he wrecked the cones.
Ran
so they
over
him. What's that?
He ran over
him. Ran over. There were cones. They fined him $50,000. Do you think that was fair, good, or dumb?
I think it was fair.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to be held accountable.
Sure. All right. You think they were setting an example, maybe? Because it was Kyle
Busch. Sure.
Okay, if Alex Bowman does that, same thing happen?
Yeah.
All right.
It should.
Yeah, I'm just saying, he has a history of that. He took it right to the
trail.
Yeah. He took it right to the trail. He was done. He was done.
He did.
All right, so let's talk about that. Are we good there?
Yeah.
You good? You want to have a sip?
I'm good.
Let's have a sip.
Okay.
Let's have a sip. Good. By the way, thanks to Kim for finding bottles. I guess there was a shortage.
Thanks, Kim.
Finding a shortage. And she's right. So I stopped at 2 stores on the way over and they had no bottles of the good stuff. They had other kind. I think it's time for our guest. What do you think?
I think so.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, the chair, the pub table right now, Tina Bullens. Come on.
Okay, I'm coming.
Come in. Slide that. Scooch up there. There you go. Slide up there. You got a little bit of all right, well, welcome to the show. Have yourself a beer. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for being on.
Cheers, Frank.
All right. Hi. Tina, first of all, it's all.
I cheers when you didn't even drink.
I'm sorry, I have a habit of that.
Wow, that's
you've
rude.
Broken the rules already. Tim.
I'm sorry.
I haven't even been on here a minute.
I know.
Can we try it again? A little freshy? Okay, here we go. Cheers. Okay, ready?
I mean, it's a Tuesday. Why
Tana,
not?
Tana, it's Tuesday, right? Ah, there we go. All right. Well, first of all, thank you for coming on tonight.
Well, thanks for having me.
Actually, I should thank Jessica because as a co-host, she got you as a guest.
I know. She texted me the other day and I was like, well, what am I getting myself into? Hey, I love you. I'll do this for you.
All right. First of all, what is your background in racing? Because I know it goes.
Oh, my gosh.
Where are you originally from, first of all?
Way back. So I'm originally from Western New York. Small little town called Holly.
Holly.
Yes. So between Rochester and Buffalo. So I've also grown up as a Bills fan. I mean, I almost made you slide over and take this chair so I can sit in that one.
Why? Because
I feel a little
so I could be in a Bills chair.
Okay.
That's okay.
It's all right. You could wear a Bills jersey. Go on. It's okay. Wait till Sunday. We better win now because we keep running our mouth.
I know, right?
Anyhow, all right. So you're from Holly, New York, which is close to where I'm from.
Yep.
And I have known you. Who? When did you move down here? 97, the year, the same year I did.
Really?
Yeah, what year? Okay, so.
My brother graduated from high school that year, so I always remember what year.
Okay, I'm not going to ask what year. I'm not going to ask what year you graduated because I'm going to do the math and I'll figure it out. All right, so your background in racing is?
Oh, goodness gracious. So my dad raced forever and ever. Started out drag racing, went to some asphalt racing, Lancaster, New York.
I heard of that track.
Maybe a time or two. Then moved on to some dirt track racing, my dad, my then stepmother, my stepfather, my brother have all raced local short track dirt races in New York, and I chose not to race. Instead, I had some of the drivers from Genesee Speedway approach me one night and ask me if I'd be their trophy girl. It was so honored. Betty Graham.
Yep,
on the track then at that point. So Genesee Speedway is actually at the Genesee County Fair.
What did you say? It's near Batavia?
Yes, it's in Batavia.
What'd you say? It's closer to Buffalo or Rochester? Let's say it's
closer
in between.
To Buffalo.
Okay, it's in between.
Yeah.
So what years did you do that?
Gosh, Tim, I don't even know.
When's your birthday?
Don't ask.
No, it's just the month. It's the day. That's all. I'm just
joking. Nice try. So I started out as Miss Genesee Speedway.
Okay.
And then I ended up talking to Robin Manis, that was the general manager at the time at Canandaigua Speedway, and became Miss Canandaigua Speedway as well. So I would do special races at Syracuse for Super Dirt Week.
Super Dirt Week. Let's all say a moment for that.
I know.
God.
And my birthday actually falls during Super Dirt Week.
Holy crow.
Meant to be.
Okay. Very good.
Rolling Wheels, Meatsport, if they had special events going on, I'd go out there and help out. So, yeah, I was there.
Go ahead.
Hi.
What? Trisha Brown.
I've got friends.
Monica Rabbit. Stop poking the pretty lady. Hi, Tim and Jessica. My Uncle John.
That's funny.
And Tom Beatty says hi, Tina. Tom's our number one fan.
Hi, Tom.
Located in New Jersey.
Yay.
Just so you know.
I like it, being a northern.
All right, so you were Miss Genesee Speedway when my dad was racing there.
Yeah.
So that was, when you moved down here, I was like, was that? What?
Yeah,
I was like,
absolutely.
But we didn't have internet like we did, you know, it was on Facebook. So we couldn't
There was actually real faces.
Yeah, we just wanted to go, hi, how are you? You know, I heard you saw me on TV, that's how you met people. In comedy, it's called recall. But anyhow, all right. So, what made you move down? Did you have a job? You said,
So, being at Miss Genesee Speedway, there was one night that there was a big dirt race that was there, and Robin Smoker, who was the then Miss Motorsports,
who I worked with, and she was Miss Ransomville and Miss Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And we got talking, and she said, "You totally need to go out for this pageant." So, listen, y'all. I have very good friends that were Miss Motorsports. Me, I made the top 10 and I was Miss Congeniality. But like otherwise, the rest of it just didn't go so
beautiful,
well.
Beautiful.
I tried.
Right, yep.
But through our friendship, then had met some other folks and had decided to take on the souvenir industry.
Oh.
Yeah, so I worked on souvenir trailers for several years. So another Miss Motorsports friend, Trisha Brown, her and I would travel to, Trisha's from Pennsylvania, so we would travel to and different tracks that we could get to that were close. So we'd go to Dover and Pocono and of course, Watkins Glen, and we would help out the Nutt brothers, Wayne and Dwayne.
Okay.
And so we'd sell souvenirs with them, and eventually we just decided that there wasn't much left up north, so we packed our stuff and headed south.
With nothing, or just with a job?
With a job.
You had one
working for it. It was Action. I guess it was Action at the time. Sports Image, and it was becoming Action. It was kind of the transfer between Earnhardt owning the company and Action buying them out.
Got it.
So.
Yeah. Wow, that's going way back with that.
I know. So I started out working on a Jeff Gordon souvenir trailer, eventually went to Tony Stewart.
Oh, I bet you that one didn't sell.
Not much at all. And then when Tony Stewart came along in 99, they had one souvenir trailer. His aunt and uncle ran it for them. And it obviously they could not keep it stocked at all. So by the next year, I had run one of his souvenir trailers, and I did that for several years.
Very good. So you travel around, met all the people, so... And then did the drivers go out and do sightings and stuff like that?
It was fun.
Yeah. Betty Dredden?
That's my mom.
Oh, she says, hi, Tina. Hi, Tina's mom. Well, thank you, Betty, because I'm sure she didn't know that, but thanks for having me. Tina's mom. It's good.
Just in case.
And my uncle's
like, Bob. Hi, Bob.
Bob Mullen?
Bob always did tires out at Jersey Speedway. It still does.
I know Bob. Bob did tires in Lancaster, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. See, the world is really small.
And fun fact, my mother went into labor with my brother at Lancaster.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Well, I worked there as a labor of love. And some might say insanity, but it's okay. Yeah, you go from track announcer to promoter. It's a big step, you know. I think it was only a couple of years in between, like 18 years, but anyhow. You were on the short tracks, right? When you were younger? When you were going to...
Was I? No.
Yeah. Not the short tracks, just the drag racing.
Mm-hmm. I've drag raced in Farmington a couple of times as a powder puff champ at Farmington.
Wait, as a drag racer?
Yeah.
What did you drive?
No, it was in a 97 Ford Taurus as a powder puff champ 1 year.
Drag racing.
2009.
Yeah.
Nice. The things we don't know.
Yeah, what the heck? Well, so you both have a racing background. You both got behind the wheel in the... What events?
Lord have mercy, the Better Half Dash.
Which is, for people who know the Better Half Dash is, explain.
So it's a charity event for motor racing outreach. Yep. And Jessica and I have actually raced against each other a couple different times.
Ooh.
So a few times.
I tried to kill her one time.
So in the car, she tried to kill me.
Stop. Back up. Good, you tell the story. I'll just drink this beer. What happened? We want to know these things.
So we were toward the end of the race, I think. Teddy Pappas spun. I hit her, and poor Jessica didn't know that we had wrecked and T-boned me.
T-boned?
That's okay.
So then wasn't there a time when your steering wheel came off?
Oh yeah, that was
and
in Texas.
And I T-boned you that time too.
So twice.
And twice.
It's all good.
That time too, as in also, as in again.
Well, we also, we ran 50-yard dash in 3-inch heels for Motor Racing Outreach to raise money as well.
All right, so
we love Jesus.
That's right. Oh, that's right, MRL. This was the Bandoleros, or what type of cars were you running in the?
The
Bandoleros. Bandolero car, okay, got it. Who had the big motorized shoe? Was that something I saw? The big Ford, anyway.
I'm like, are you thinking of the big shopping cart?
Yeah, I'm thinking of something else, sorry.
That's Bristol.
Sorry, it was Bristol. That's coming up next week. That's why it's on my brain.
Cheers, Food City!
That's it. All right, so you guys raced against each other, and you got in the Bandoleros, and... there's a bunch of other wives of racing in there, right?
Mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm,
connected
mm-hmm.
somehow.
Absolutely.
Did you need to get talked into it, or?
No.
No. Back up. Where's the powder puff thing? Tell us about that.
It was they did test and tune, I think it was every night, I don't even know.
Was it a quarter mile or eighth mile?
It was an eighth mile.
Eighth mile, okay.
And they just had all these tests and tunes, different classes, and then they had a powder puff class, and I had done it a few times and got to liking it, so I mm-hmm. tried to do it.
Okay.
And I did it.
So it was like a full season? Like how many races?
No, it was just a one night, like elimination, like round robin type deal.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, so how did you end up in North Carolina? You said a wrong turn, but you're talking Sears Point, now you're talking Farmington, now you're talking...
Like this is a serious wrong turn.
Oh, yeah, I know. Good. Like we're getting real deep. Okay. My daughter's father grew up in Troutman, and I met him out in California after his grandma died.
Okay.
And he was taking care of his grandma.
Okay. And then you moved to Troutman?
Oh, I moved to Statesville.
From California?
From California. Gotcha.
That's not a big change, is it?
No. No. Culture shock, yeah.
So obviously that didn't work out.
Right.
Well, good for where you are.
Good
now.
For Mule.
Yeah. It's good.
Me, yeah.
Fair. So the NASCAR thing, when you was Mule's your first exposure to it, or?
Yes.
Okay.
To so this side of it.
All right.
So, as opposed to just being a fan.
A fan. Okay.
So do you have a favorite driver back in the day, or?
It was Kevin Harvick.
Okay.
Now it's whoever he works for.
Perfect. Which is good. Did you have a favorite growing up, team?
So Cale Yarborough was my favorite.
Got it.
Many, many, many moons ago when he was racing. And then this guy here was my favorite driver, yep, to be honest with you. So, yeah.
I went from Bobby Allison to Dusty to then I got in the sport and I couldn't have a favorite anymore.
That's what people say all the time. Who's your favorite driver? It's like, well,
but you still, I remember, like, even working on the media when I was at NASCAR.com, for some reason, you always watch where Earnhardt was. You always, like, what's he up to? And I don't know why. It's just something we always did. And then when he was gone, you know, we kept looking at the scoring monitor, like, oh, not there. And it's just tough.
But everybody can't like the same person, otherwise, no. It's really fun.
Right.
But you know what I like is you have, let's say, you have 40 teams out there. And have you ever seen a fight in the stands? Have you ever seen a fight in the stands like you do, like, a football game where 95% of the people there are rooting for the same team?
No, I mean, I've seen beer and coolers thrown at the flag man.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that was my uncle. I remember that in Lancaster. Hey, good
job. No, we were at Pocono. We were at Pocono one year.
And they were throwing stuff at the starter there?
Yeah, poor Jimmy Howell was getting healthy.
But it amazes me, like, this football season's coming up, and you have 95% of the people that are pulling for one team, and they find a way to fight each other. You have 40 different teams in a race, and they're all kind of, they're watching. It's a total different mentality.
True.
I don't know,
yeah.
Maybe because the tailgating's still there, but I don't know. I don't get it, but that's what's good. That's the one thing I like about the racing fans. All right, so.
I think, too, sometimes that you can, maybe somebody's not your favorite driver, but you can appreciate their passion or you can appreciate their abilities or their skills, but don't have to be a fan necessarily.
No,
you like that, too.
Yeah. Okay, so you now are, well, what did you do after you got out of the apparel business?
So I went from there to scoring. So back in the day, I feel like back in ye olden times, the cars, yes, I know. Yes, truth. No, where's the button? I had a button too. Don't forget my button.
Yeah, yeah.
So the cars used to be hand scored, which they're now all completely electronically scored through a GPS system. But we used to, we literally had a little scorecard and I had a box for every single lap. And when the car would come by, you'd press your button and there's a time clock and you would write your time in there. And that's how they made sure that it was a backup system, the transponder. So if the transponder happened to fall off by the time I scored.
Right.
Because there were some ladies I scored with that used to be back like in the Richard Petty days when those, and some of those ladies were trick enough to be able to, you know, make up a little time here and there. Just saying. For their drivers.
Get Beverly. She's really good at picking
up. It was a lot of fun. But each team had to have, they all would have to have their own scorer. And as a scorer, we were no different than the spotters. If we were not in place by the time that the green flag flew, the car had to come in. So we weren't important.
But you were.
We weren't in our seat when we were supposed to be. Yeah,
you might want to be important. Screw up or don't show up. That's what they always say. And did you ever work in the sport at all?
Yeah.
Jessica, really? Just okay. Just check. Just powder puff champ. That's all.
Yeah, that's all.
Let's see. Hey, Bender's in the house. Hey, Bender, what's up? Oh, before we go on, real quick, I forgot. Congratulations to prior guest Rich Bickle. This past weekend, he's on his 45th and final year of racing. Turned 60 in May. He won Saturday night at the Dells, the Jim Sauter Memorial, and he backed it up with a win at Slinger, where he's been like a 5-time champion.
That's awesome.
And a 100-lap race there, he won that. Won the race, but he didn't win the championship. So it was his final there, so he signed off Slinger with a victory. So,
nice, that's awesome.
He's got about, I think, 6 or 7 races to go. And his final race will be the Fireball. speaking of the weekend. The Snowball, big difference, Snowball Derby. And it'll be his final race, and he's the only 5-time champion of that. So,
nice, that's very it. Cool.
Then there's a cruise going in January, but I'll get that. Let's see. Stan May, hi Jess. I missed the night David was on. So glad I caught this one. See?
Hi.
There you go. Okay, my Aunt Steph is having family gathering, talking to people. Okay, that's good.
Hi, Aunt Steph.
Yeah, she's good. Oh, wow. Oh, wait a minute. Hi, cuz. Oh, you guys are. Stop! Oh my gosh, this family thing. I'm going to ban you all. Tim, okay, what's that? Oh, we got Layla. Oh. Matt Schute, I missed the TNT combo in the t-shirt days. That you? Was it you and who? Who was the t-shirt days? Did you? Who'd you work with doing that?
Oh, Matt! Hey! Tina and Trisha.
Thank you.
Thank you. I was like, TNT? Who?
I knew the answer, but you're the guest and I wanted you to come up with it.
I was like,
perfect.
Yay!
All right. Let's see, we've got some questions there. Marilyn Mosier's from Akron, and she says, oh, where did she go? Lots of race fans up here in New York. Tim, when are you going to have your dad on? when he comes down here.
Oh, Christine said hi to us. Hi, Christine.
Okay, Monica hello. Rogers is a...
Oh.
Christine Miller says hi, Tina and Jessica.
Hi, Christine.
Who's she?
She's a friend.
Okay,
perfect. That, we worked, well, I scored with her, and she worked at Roush for
okay,
a while.
Okay, so perfect.
Yeah, she's up in
Monica Rogers, a fan of the show, says, is your favorite driver looks and performance combined or one or the other? Just wondering. So if your favorite driver was performance or looks or what made your favorite
driver? When I was a kid, it was both.
Looks and performance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, heck, I wanted a winner. I got to win.
Kelly Arbor was your guy then.
Yeah.
David Miles Sr. says, got to love the New York women who are in NASCAR, dirt, or asphalt, it's all good. Oh, the comments are flying now. What's going on here? Amy Ridenour Thomas, do you know her?
I'm coaching class in the morning too, Amy. Cheers.
She says,
it'll be a good one.
She says, I'm counting Tina's beer. You're watching the wrong show if you're going to start counting beer. We don't do that here. Trisha's on. Trisha Brown.
Yes, well, she wasn't going to miss it.
Oh, of course. That's great. Marlene Solomon White. Hi, Tina. She must know.
Marlene, yeah, so, mom, yep, yep, her, yep, her, her mom. Yep. We called them the Sweeties. They were the biggest Kenny Irwin fans.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Janet Pacino.
Oh, it's my aunt. Aunt Janet.
Where's your fan? I was going to be
no!
All right, so after you did that, let's get as our guest, you started, what did you have to do? You started to get into the Dartfish, I think it was called. What was it called?
I was, but so Dartfish actually started back from scoring because so when I scored, my first scoring job was back on the 30s. Do you remember the third, the AOL car?
Oh, yeah, AOL. Yeah.
Steve Park and
Childers, Jeff
yep,
Green.
Jeff Green, yep. So I started, back, you know.
I didn't do that much crap back in the 80s. I still have a good memory. But
back in the olden days.
Yeah.
so I was at RCR, started scoring, then. Leslie Britton.
Yep. The travel guru.
I know.
Amazing woman. If I had her patience.
And she also was like cook extraordinaire. So
never got that
we
part.
Would, oh my goodness,
well,
we
so
would score and we would cook.
Okay,
oh, yes.
Trapped in the office. Yeah.
So, no, we would take three grills
mm-hmm.
and we would go grocery shopping when we would get off the plane on Thursday and we would pack coolers full of food and we would cook breakfast and lunch Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I can miss all of that. I know, I could just about
anything on a grill.
Okay, because that was, I was still at NASCAR.com during those days.
In fact, it's really funny because at our house, when I go to cook dinner at night, like, I think that I just go out, fire up the grill, and cook dinner, and we don't we don't even think about that.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Could you do me a favor and reach over and plug that orange thing into the wall?
We got low battery over here.
Yeah.
Do
what?
Okay. Oh, I got it.
Let's get the crew chief here. We have a guest in the audience. Wow, I forgot that part. Usually it's already plugged in. There you go.
Plugged in.
It is plugged in.
Okay, so battery is
low. That's not.
Can I plug it? Uh-oh, what am I doing here? Is it the orange cord?
Yeah.
The orange cord needs to be plugged in.
It was.
It was.
Okay. Now what's going on?
Mm.
What's happening here?
Let me try a different outlet.
Oh no, we're losing the show. Are these two parts? Oh my god. Technical difficulties, hang on.
How about that?
Oh, wait
is
a minute.
It?
The black box. Oh no, it's back.
Oh, nuts. Hang on. See, where's that hair all goes to hell. That's plugged in there. That's plugged in there.
This, you don't have power there?
Was that bottom one? Try the bottom one over there. On the black one? Oh, no, it went away. No, battery. What the heck's going on? Well, we'll just tough it out till it dies. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what's going on here. Try that one over there. One behind you. We're going to keep plugging in till the damn thing fires up.
Turn it off and turn it up.
No, I can't do that. We don't build the show.
You can see where my technical abilities are.
Is it the bottom plug or the top plug?
That's usually the go-to, like, right?
Bottom, turn it back bottom plug?
It's both.
Okay, no, battery's low.
Oh, we're down to 11. Uh-oh.
I don't know what's going on here.
We got a long time to go yet here, Tim.
All right, I'm sorry. Wow, this is alarming.
He did this on purpose, so he didn't have to target
us. No, I did want to target you. I don't know what's going on. It's doing it. That's why it was dark before. Sorry, folks. I apologize sincerely. What the heck?
I'll look on another drop.
Oh, no. These are all connected in here. It's the same one. It works every week. All right.
Plug
in my chair. No, this is the thing. It's over. I'm sorry, folks. We've never had this one happen before. See with this one. I know that thing works, so I know. 11%. Alright, well, we're just gonna go till it kills it. Alright, so fast forward to the Darkfish.
So explain
real quick what Darkfish is to people.
So Darkfish is kinda like Ghost Car now.
Ghost Car? Okay.
Ghost Car. So two different cars.
You're still
alive. Yeah, I know, but the battery's going.
Her battery's dying.
Okay.
We're dying.
Just like
we can't get this car.
I had my computer plugged in there all last
okay.
night.
Okay, then there must be the car. Alright, we're fine. Alright, whatever it is, we'll go. Okay, go ahead. So Darkfish is
kinda like it's a video overlay that you can do. So two different cars, yeah. Absolutely. So if they would run out and run a mock qualifying lap, we could overlay the two, they could see where they're getting the turn, they could try to fix things, fix their line, whatever, before qualifying would actually happen, or before another run. Race runs, they could see themselves versus another car.
Right, and they would show
laps that
on television. Would show, let's say, Blaney was faster than Keselowski, and they'll show where he was. And so you
we
see
prefer
Ryan.
To see Keselowski being faster than Blaney, but it's okay.
I kept in the family. All right, we're going to get to that part in a minute, okay.
But anyways, the whole reason that I ended up starting was poor Leslie is sitting in a meeting one day up at RCR, and they started talking about this Darkfish that needed to happen, and finally she said, well, does it have to be a man that does it?
Ooh.
And they said, well, no, and she said, well, how about Tina? After we're done cooking, she doesn't have anything to do during the afternoon.
So,
okay. I can see the comments. Oh.
So I would go up and I would film qualifying for RCR. And that's how I met my fabulous husband.
So let's get this. So you are currently married to?
Jeremy Bullens, crew chief of the number two for Brad Keselowski.
Got it. And how did you two meet?
So we were both working at RCR at the time. He was an engineer on the two Nationwide car.
Right.
Clint Boyer drove the car at the time. And it was funny enough that when I would get done filming qualifying, I would always have to take the hard drive. Because, back in the olden days, it was like the big brick hard drive that I would have to like physically take to people.
It was like a brick and roll.
So that way they had it.
Right.
And it was funny because I'd walk up into the hauler and it would be completely black up in the office. And I would go, excuse me, I have your Darkfish, and I would get this.
From Jeremy?
And I would hand it to him, and I'd walk away. Wesley, you're so mean! Why doesn't he talk?
Does he ever talk?
He's so mean.
There's a name I'd call you right now, but there's too many people watching. Okay,
so eventually,
he turned around and says, oh my God, that chick's beautiful. And the woman, excuse me.
Turned around, he never turned around. This is what I...
One day he turned around and he said, my God, that woman's beautiful. When did she start here?
I know, right? Where's she been?
Got it.
So as I had started on the 30 car, the 30 car eventually turned into the 07 when Jack Daniels came along as our sponsor. And with Dave Blaney driving the car.
Got it.
And
I remember those days.
Yep. And it was a few years in until they decided to swap teams. So that when Clint came up, he drove the 07.
Yep,
because it was like Blaney drove it, Casey Mears had driven it. and then they brought Clint up to drive it. When they brought Clint up, they brought up Gil and his entire team.
Got it.
So Mm-hmm, right. Gilmore, absolutely. So we were in Daytona for the first race, and we had all gone out one night, and there might have been a little alcohol involved, and Jeremy finally spoke to me.
Really?
Finally.
So he
that's what it took a while.
I got some grip muscles, and that started. Okay.
Yeah.
So then how long ago was that?
I don't even know. Because I know, because we were together. We were together a little bit before we got married, so.
So, question for both of you. Uh-huh. What's it like being married to a man who works in this sport, who the demands are high, the travel's insane, and I'm going to say something, I don't care what people think. To me, you two are the real racing NASCAR wives. That stuff that they tried to portray was horse crap. you guys are the real, you have kids at home, you have a husband who's a crew chief, a lot of pressure, tire specialist, a lot of pressure. What's it like to, when they come home, after let's say a good day or a bad day?
So for me, it was a little interesting. I'm a little different. Jeremy and I do not have children except for a dog, okay.
That is the child.
And he is my whole heart. But I always had a job where I traveled. So even when scoring went away, mm-hmm. So I traveled all the time, scoring, right. Cooking, dart fishing. Well, then eventually scoring had gone away. And then I went to work for an actual company that did nothing but dart fish.
Got it.
So I still traveled all weekend long with him.
Okay, got it.
To the point that actually when he moved to the Xfinity side, I still traveled the Cup.
Okay.
So he would go home on Sunday or on Saturday nights, right. After the race was over, and I would still be there on Sundays working. Okay. Or there'd be some weekends that he would have off weekends, and so I was still traveling.
So he would go home, and then you'd be on the track.
Yeah, absolutely. Like he was having fun on Sundays.
So he was waiting for dinner, had dinner waiting for him, and go home. Absolutely. House cleaned, everything ready to go for.
Absolutely. You know what I would do when I would get off my commercial flight?
He's giving me a look like, no, he goes, stop, Tim.
I'm like, so, how was that nice private flight home?
Oh, and
my flight's canceled. I might not make it home for 2 days. Okay. I'm sleeping in the Philadelphia airport again tonight.
Because you were commercial, that's right.
Yeah, so right. I was a little bit different in the sense that I actually got to travel with him.
Right.
And I would tell my boss that I had worked for sometimes, I would tell him that I was very thankful for mm-hmm. him and being able to work for him.
Right.
And being able to be there to share in some of the really special moments for him. So, like back in the day, right. Xfinity, or it was Nationwide, whatever it was, okay. Bush had run, like when we were in Indy, they would run at IRP,
right.
Which was always super fun.
Sure.
Well, then the first year that they came to the big track in Indy, his team won. Okay. So like I got to be there to be part of that and be part right. of the celebration. And also there's a lot of times that I was able to be there for the celebrations and the big moments in his career that a lot of the other wives that are home taking care of kids and raising them and things like that, that they don't always get to be there and be part of.
Is that it?
Does that work?
No. All right, well.
Our technical director is still trying to help us.
Yeah. It's one of the top crew chiefs in the sport. It's Jeremy Bullis. All right,
and
so
my driver.
And so, Jessica, when your husband comes home and it's been a good or bad day, I mean, is it just something that? What do you think your, I don't want to say role, but what is it you? How do you deal?
I just tell people I hold down the fort while he's gone.
Right.
I mean, I take care of the house, the dogs, the bills.
He said he was my PC charge.
Everything that goes south or goes out or stops working happens when he's out of town.
Right. Oh, nice.
You know, car batteries, water heaters, washers, refrigerators, you know, but.
And you got to handle it.
I don't think mine would work.
I don't have a choice. But, no, it's good. When he has good days, it's good. When they have bad days, it's bad. Luckily, I got to go with him in 2018 when he won the championship with Joey. So I know that was the highlight of his career, and mm-hmm. that was something very cool that we got to do together.
Right.
But it's a whole different lifestyle. Like, couples do their date nights, Friday nights, and Saturday nights. We have to do ours Tuesday night and Wednesday night.
Yeah.
We don't get to stay out until 2 a.m. because we have to go to work the next day or whatever. We're just old, but it's different.
I mean, but now I want to say, is there? I don't want to say a network, but do you have camaraderie with other?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're 17, you get to travel. I'm sure Jeremy has his good and bad days, and you know, you're like, oh, okay, hey, and you just kind of, do they talk to you when they come home, or they just kind of say, ugh, and they talk to you about it? Because when I first got into sport, I'm like, all these guys would be on the phone with their wives right afterwards in the rental car. I'm like, what are they doing? When I got on the team side, and they were all talking about the race and talking through, and I always thought that was kind of like cool that these wives were like, ugh, and then someone get upset, someone would be cool that they were there for them. And I thought that was just amazing how that worked.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, obviously, you have good days, you have bad days. I can always tell, I just let him take the lead. So when he calls after the race, if he wants to talk about it, awesome. And
sure.
If not, maybe it's a day or two later we talk about it, and that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I also feel like he has his guys on the team, and he has other sounding boards, you know, that if he needs to kind of talk and vent and things like that he has. And then if he needs me as a sounding board as well, then I'm that person.
Tina Boyd Bauer says, Jessica is amazing. Great girl.
Hi, Tina.
Who's Tina? You gotta tell us.
She is, I met her through Dave, actually. They're from upstate New York.
Okay.
Yay! Go New York!
Yeah.
You can tell Tina's from New York. We're grabbing the beers out of that bucket. No shame there. My brother Jim from Las Vegas has a question. What's one change each of you would like to see within NASCAR?
Just one?
Well, if you got a couple, go for it. No, go ahead.
I'm just kidding. But for me, I think that they've already made a change that I would like to see, and that was a shorter weekend.
Yes.
The 3-day weekend, I think, could get to be a little bit much, and I think that they found a really nice way to be able to condense that, to give a little bit more family time. It's a family sport. They always encourage families, and they encourage, you know, those kind of relationships and all. But at the same time, it was hard for, you know, for dads to be there for a lot of different things, you know, being gone 3 days a week. So cutting it down to those 2-day weekends, which, you know, we were headed to the 2-day weekends anyways before COVID. Obviously, last year was really nice with COVID, because it would be like one-day deals, and like they would fly out at night, you know, on a Saturday night, and then be home on Sunday night. But I do like that change, for sure.
I do too. Shorter seasons.
So, question, I'm being a little comical.
Mm-hmm.
Last year when we shut down the sport from, was it March till whenever? May, whenever long we shut it down. At one point, you're all together every weekend, and you're like looking over going, oh, you're still here?
I had to get him used to my routine. Because you know, I mean.
No, explain, like, I mean, just out of curiosity.
Every wife, girlfriend, whatever, they're used to the season, they're used to doing their own thing, they're used to doing what they have to do. So when they were home for COVID, I mean, I literally was like, okay, it's Friday night, this is what I do, this is what I watch on TV, and this is what I don't do, like, and it took him a while to adjust to it, but he did good. But it was
didn't have a choice, right?
It was very different, I mean, at first, but I liked it.
Okay.
Jeremy got to play a lot more golf. And it was fine for both of us.
So Jeremy's gone from lead engineer to Xfinity crew chief to championship owner championship. We talked about that earlier. Now he's a crew chief. When you kind of have been there for the whole evolution, what's that like for you to see his hard work paying off?
I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. And like I said, I think that the fact that I'm different. I'm not the wife that's at home with the kids and just having to watch my husband on the TV and cheering him on from afar. Like, I actually got to be there because I was there working.
Right.
so I got to watch the race wins. I got to be there for the championships.
But I mean, just watching, being part of it. I mean,
yeah,
that's good. Well, and like you said, when Mule has a good day or a bad day, you know, when he has his good days, we see all the pictures.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I mean, I think that's the epitome of what you do. I mean, you won the championship with Ghana. I mean, you look lovely in that red dress, by the way.
Thank you.
Stunningly
Thank
beautiful.
You.
And it's like, and that's the time when you can say, hey, you know, come on and join in what's going on.
It was nice to be able to get to go and enjoy that with him.
And drink for free.
Well, and I think, and Penske's always really good about that, though. Penske's really good about being very inclusive about their lives and all. But, you know, it's the stuff that you don't see, is you don't see when you're like, oh, so what time do you think you'll be home? And they're like, well,
when I get home?
I don't know, because the car doesn't have one straight wheel on it, so we have to get the car, like, so that way we can be able to get it on the hauler and loaded before we can even leave here and even think about getting on the plane. So, or you have the days when it's like, well, geez, this was great. Like, we wrecked X amount of laps in, and our teammate won, so now...
You have to
there wait. We sit waiting, sure. Waiting on the plane, right. Waiting for them
so,
to do all their victory lane.
When I was with RCR, when we were all there together, one guy wrecked out really early at Dover, and we went and got something to eat, drinking beers, watching the race. We all got on the plane. Later, and the people are like, oh, where are y'all from? You're here for the race? Like, yeah, they were out there an hour ago. And I remember one time I was at Talladega, I was with DEI, and was it Dale Jr. and I think Michael Waltrip wrecked at the same time. Steve Park went left, so I said, just go. And we got back, and I walked to the old Big Al's, and I walked in. My friends were like, they're like, we just saw you about 2 hours. I go, yeah, well, we're done.
Who's Jim Packman?
That's my brother.
Oh, his brother doesn't like your idea of cutting the season. It cuts down on our infield partying time at the races.
Listen, you can still party in the infield all you want.
You sound like my kind of guy, Jim.
You just don't all have to be there.
If you go to the Las Vegas race, go out of the garage, take a lap, go straight down, you can't miss my brother. He's the mayor of the Vegas infield. He has a full-blown bar with lights, an L-shaped bar, trivia questions for jello shots and whatever. But he has a little compound, and just come on out and say hi to him.
There's still one more Vegas race, right?
Yeah, it's coming up in this
there
month.
There you go.
What's that?
Tina's allergic to jello shots.
Allergic to jello shots? Is there... Jeremy, just your husband says you're allergic to jello shots.
He wishes.
Oh. Okay, so we got it. So we like that. That's awesome.
So we get a Key West every year, and the green parrot we stumbled upon one year. Mind you, this is for charity.
Sure.
But they play Jello Shot Bingo on Monday nights. So if you ever go to Key West, go to the Green Parrot, go for Bingo Shot or Jello Shot Bingo on Monday nights. It's wonderful.
Okay, so if you go to see my brother in Vegas, he has a Jello Shot trivia, and if you get one right, you get a Jello Shot.
Wonderful.
If you get one wrong, you'll find out. I'll let him take care of that.
Okay.
Monica Rogers says, "Amazing women in support of their husbands, and the sport reminds me of my Navy spouse." As a former Navy person, appreciate it. Chris Chase says tuna melts. Chris Chase from
Chicken Boats
says
I know. Does that mean chicken boats, Chris?
Chicken boats. Okay. Yeah.
Comment back again.
Yeah, chicken boats. All right. I can't believe. I don't know what's going on. We're still good. We still got percentage left. We're good. So as the career progresses with both your husbands, how long has Mule been doing it now? How many years?
Right out of high school, so 21 years.
Okay. Has he talked about the day when he finally says, I think I've had enough of this?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's good, because some guys will go right, and just won't
I don't know up. If I can elaborate.
No, I don't want you to, but I mean, but as society is now, and when we've had that, and I hear this from a lot, that after last year when everything shut down, people are like, okay, I might have to think about life after. But we've had people on here that have gotten out of the sport and going on to different things. And that's reality.
Chase said, yep, I messed that one up.
Way to go, Chase.
Good job, Chase.
Way to go. God.
But those chicken boats, like, you could not beat those. Oh, Leslie's the best.
What was it? Bread cut side and fill them up with?
Oh, but yeah. It's the chicken salad that she would make. And then it was like a slice of provolone, and you had a butter the pan just so. And, anyway.
I missed all that. We had the catering services when I got there. So when I got there, I had the Casey Mears account, or Jack Daniels, the Casey Mears account. And I picked up Harvick and him at the same time. That was a busy couple months there, handling both those guys. Tina and Jeremiah, is that you?
Yes, okay. She calls him Jeremiah.
Okay, I didn't know you were an Amish.
She is. Oh, she is.
Sorry.
Ask her how the rest of the Amish feel about
her. Ask her what?
How the rest of the Amish feel about her using electricity.
And getting out of there.
No, she's actually a Mennonite, so they're the civilized right. Amish.
She says, Tina and Jeremy, I'm going to say Jeremy, I can't look at you. We'll go dirt racing and bull. All right, so what do you and Bull do for fun?
Who? Mule.
Mule, sorry. I said
he's
bull,
on bulls.
Bull, oh. Mule, sorry. Mule, bull.
We like to go to breweries. And we've been on a little hiking adventure lately.
Like, Hiking to breweries or just hiking?
No, hiking and breweries separate. We went to, I can't remember the name of it now. We picked this little state park to go into. I wanted to see the waterfall.
Mm-hmm. You went to Stone Mountain, didn't you?
Thank you.
Okay.
Stone Mountain, gotcha. Wanted to see the waterfall, and I will take total fault for this. We had to go on the Stone Mountain loop. I was like, oh, it's only 4.5 miles. Like, we could do this, no problem. Like, 5 hours later, and like a 95% incline, we thought we were going to die on the side of the mountain.
Oh, sure.
But we made it, and it's my fault.
Okay.
But.
So let's get fit. Let's do it little by little. Now let's do the.
That's okay. I went ahead and didn't mention like you literally had to climb straight up. They just said it was 4.5 miles. I'm like, this can't be that bad.
Oh, by the way, there's this.
I went hiking with a friend a couple years ago. So that was our when I would go in and work some hospitality events. It was something fun that Sam and I thought we would go do. And we got lost both times. the first time we were at Pocono and we hiked. With the map, we hiked straight out of the park that we were in, and the second time, we might have been in Bristol, the sun might have been going down, and
Jeremy
might have been coming to get us.
Nice. So he
has, oh my.
So he has nothing else better to do but, you know, take care of the car, the crew, get ready. Oh, and by the way, go rescue his wife from hiking.
Sure.
Well, he was there already. He was fishing.
Oh, okay.
And we were going hiking, and it was just going to be really fun. Sam and I clearly cannot be trusted.
I like mine a little bit. That's good. Tina Boyd Bauer says, Jess, home opener between Bills and Steelers, wife versus husband, who wins?
Me.
We'll see.
Me.
All right, she's 2-1 here.
That's right.
Love you, Mina, but me.
Okay. All right, we are, you know what? We have a 3% left, and we're going to make it here. Do you want to come up for one side? Just say hey, or are you good? He's good. All right. Jeremy Bones is here tonight. He's supporting his wife.
Being shy.
No, not shy. But you know,
being himself.
You can chime in, which is fine. And he's always one thing I like about husband. He's always been not a look what I did. He's like look what we did. His interviews are always good. Not a lot of hype, and it's like he travels between this wavelength most of the time. Enough.
No, he travels more like this wavelength because I'm like this.
Well, that's it. Bro, yeah.
So we're an even.
Okay, so he travels that way. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
He definitely levels me.
Really?
Yeah.
Most of it's the other way around.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Yeah. What's looking for Kim? Another supportive racing one. Don't worry about it. We're good. It doesn't matter. It won't matter in 3 minutes.
You keep checking that other plug, but I think you don't check the computer.
Okay, we're good. We have 3 minutes.
So my mom had asked. Way back up in the chat, who my favorite driver is now, and it's my shameless plug. It's my nephew. He's 8 years old. Yeah. I know, and he races in the box stock division out at Millbridge.
Millbridge, okay.
Yes. He's a little number 28. He's fabulous in my book.
Right, Millbridge. That's like a happening place.
Oh my goodness. Well. Gosh, he races against Braxton Bush and against Owen Larson and Cash Boyer. And it's funny because it's like this little mini cup Greg Ives son runs out there. And it's
like a who's who.
It's all cute. The same division. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Right, before we die and we leave everybody hanging, I'm going to close out. We're like just a couple minutes check. First of all, thanks for both of you coming on. Thank you for jumping in on this. Thank you for sharing your stories. And I think it's great what you to me are the real NASCAR wives. Of your support and your involvement in everything that you do, and this glamorous flying in on your jets and stepping in your Mercedes. That's not NASCAR wives to me. What you guys do for the crew members and the crew chiefs and everyone, that isn't wheeling a car. To me, they do the NASCAR wives, and I think it's awesome that you guys, ladies, do what you do.
Thank you.
And appreciate you coming on, Warren. Miss you, buddy. We'll be back with us next week. Hope the test goes good. Jeremy, thanks for being in the gallery there. Thanks for being a fan. Thanks for being to our audience.
We've got an audience here.
There we go. All right. Everybody, have a good one. Hope your favorite team wins. Go Bills. Bye. You going to let me get away with that? Go Bills?
Go Steelers.
There you go.
I don't know. I just got my two in.
Wow. Hey, another great show. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. We do this every Tuesday night. And Warren, I think the guests we've had have been fantastic.
Phenomenal.
And the people that are following us, we appreciate it. We're reaching 42,000 people a month. Can you believe that? And we appreciate you watching.
Right.
And
we're having fun. Hope everybody else enjoys it.
That's it. And it's just a fun show. A bucket of beer. Guys sitting around talking about it. So keep tuning in. We appreciate it. Check out our store and everything. But we appreciate you people. And we will see you next week. Right, my friend?
Yes, sir.
All right. See you next week.